It's my understanding that there's a duty in regards to the first noble truth to understand suffering, but how do you do that other than not trying to pull away from it? What is that? What's it like to work with that?
Oh, it's miserable. I think so. You know, so much of the time we're afraid of suffering. But it's also important to sort of recognize that one is the like dukkha is so nuanced as a. I mean, it's oftentimes translated as suffering, but it's just so nuanced as to its experience in terms of, you know, dis-ease, dissatisfaction, discontent, stress, and the way that we tend to deal with it is try to get away from it. And there's like the, in the Buddha's teachings, there's these teachings that point to the universal characteristics of things, of the world, and that anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, not self. But those characteristics tend to be covered or covered up, covered over, obscured by certain, say, like impermanence or change or uncertainty is masked by continuity. There's an apparent continuity, and that tends to sort of mask, and we keep finding ways to maintain that continuity, so that we don't recognize impermanence. And dukkha, or suffering, is masked because of our, in the Pali, it's sort of the iriyabodhi. It's sort of like we keep changing posture in the sense that whether it's a physical posture or an emotional posture, a mental posture, we keep moving. You know, if we keep ourselves as moving targets, it won't get us. You know, it's not true. but it keeps us moving. It keeps us busy anyway. So that sense of being willing to know the experience of dis-ease, or to know fully. The word that the Buddha uses is parinya, which means like having full knowledge, full understanding of dukkha is your window into understanding the cause. Because until we see the experience clearly, then we don't get much of an inkling as where it's coming from. Because we tend to divert blame, or we distract ourselves, or we keep ourselves busy, or whatever. So we don't actually see dukkha clearly. So that willingness to know this clearly, to experience it, to indulge in it or wallow in it. But it's a sense of clear knowing, full understanding. Oh, this is what it is. It's like this. And then we get a window onto, what it is. Oh, it's just this much. It's not because usually it's just this much, it's no big deal. Then it's not, we can really investigate it and relinquish it. And particularly relinquishing the cause.